Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Gamer's Point of View. It's episode 10. Finally came around to it. I'm your host, Chris. Joining me today, we got Matt. I think they've heard of you before, no?
I think so.
What's your gamer tag?
East Flare.
East Flare. You can also find him on YouTube. YouTube.com/EastFlare. But yeah, we got a packed schedule for you guys. You got paper, a whole list full of shit to talk about. But first and foremost, like we always do, start off with what you've been playing. Surprisingly, I haven't been on Call of Duty lately. Ever since I got back from Montreal a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I haven't really been playing. I've been playing a lot of Homefront on the PC, which is pretty good. I mean, I'm only like an hour into the game. You can find my gameplay on YouTube. But, I mean, so far the game's pretty cool. You've seen it.
Yeah.
What's your first impression on it?
It looks all right. I don't know. I'm not feeling the slowness.
Yeah, it's it's not as fast as some shooters. It, right off into the game, you start off into some action, but like 10, 15 minutes in, it's probably when I first showed you it.
Yeah.
You're meeting up with the camp, and it's kind of just walking around, talking. I don't know. It's an okay game. It's pretty cool. I wouldn't buy it. I'd rent it, or get it using any other means, which I will not specify. Another game I've been playing, Portal. I went back to the original Portal. I never actually beat the game the first time around. I don't think you have either.
No, I didn't. No?
It's a brain teaser. I think I'm on level 15, 14. I don't know.
No, you're farther than that.
I'm up there, and it goes from really easy to like, oh my god, shoot myself in the fucking head. Like, it's crazy right now. I have no clue what I'm supposed to do. I have an idea, but that's because I was watching Next Gen Tactics do it. But yeah, anticipating Portal 2. So yeah, I've been playing Portal on the PC. Crysis 2. I tried a bit of Crysis. Now, Crysis 2 single player, mind you, not multiplayer. It's okay. It lost its touch for me. I really like Crysis and Crysis Warhead. Crysis 2 is kind of gone different. It's hard to say. It's the console killed Crysis 2. You haven't played that, right?
No, not really.
You've seen the 2 minutes
I played that like first minute of the game.
Yeah. Been playing a lot of Angry Birds Rio, mind you, for the Mac. A lot of Angry Birds Rio. Like, they come out with a new map, what, every month?
Every month, yeah.
And I'm up to date. Everything is 3 stars up until now. I think there's a new one coming out in, 15, 17 days. I think it's next month another one comes out.
May.
Yeah. But man, getting 3 stars, that's a game where we'd be working at 2 hours on the level that you really hate. And it's crazy. You could also find those videos on YouTube. Hell, I record everything, fuck. I know you have been playing. I've been playing it a bit too. The Minecraft beta.
Yeah.
So Minecraft right now is at beta version. Let me go and check real quick. Minecraft. No, not Minecraft.
1.5 releasing soon.
Okay, so right now it is.
There's a release date too.
There's a release date?
Mm.
No.
Yeah, it was on Nation Tactics.
Okay, so it'd probably be easiest if you just boot the game up. I don't see the beta version. But right now it's still in beta. It's 25% off during the beta. You can check it out at Minecraft.net. It's selling for $14.95 in European money, I guess. What is that? Something. It's the E with the two lines through it.
So Euro or pounds or something.
It's about 20 bucks. It's about 20 bucks. So what's Minecraft? It's basically like, how do you explain this game? It's a survival game, I guess.
Something like that.
Okay, that's beta version 1.4_01. But yeah, the graphics are pretty bad, but I mean, it's a real addicting game. I know once you get started, man, you're working at it, right? You're working at surviving, building shit. Next thing you know, you look up and the sun's about to come out. like holy shit, I gotta get to bed type thing. It's an addictive game. It's really something you gotta put time into.
It's really something you gotta play.
Yeah.
To understand the game.
Well, mind you, once you, yeah, that's very true. Cause like, just looking at it, you really don't understand the game. You really have to get your hands on it and actually mess around with it. They don't give you any direction in what to do.
Nothing.
You're just kind of, okay, go. Here's your world, go.
The version 1.5 was going to change that a bit, though.
Yeah? Oh, they're actually going to have like a...
There's like achievements.
Yeah?
And they kind of help you start off.
That's cool.
If I can find.
Because I know that... if you don't build your shelter by the end of that night one, you're gonna be mad. You're done because the those zombie things are gonna come get you, and then you're done. But yeah, man, it's pretty good. The thing I like about it is that if you're done with single player and you just want to fuck around, you have that ability to. You could give yourself, what mod is that? It's
SDK gun mod.
Yeah, SDK gun mod. There's different texture packs you could apply and make shit look different. You could get the gun mod where it gives you a bunch of weapons and like rocket launchers, lasers, and fucking snipers and a bunch of shit. It's pretty cool. If you check out my YouTube channel, if you haven't seen it already, I just dug myself a huge hole, stacked it with TNT, and just watch what happens, man. See what kind of fucking cave you could blow yourself into. Like, it's crazy. But so yeah, with 1.5, what is that? 1.5. Stats, achievements, snow, rain. That looks cool.
Lightning.
Yeah, because there really isn't weather. There's night and day, and like, there's winter, but there's no actual. Oh yeah, achievements.
There's your achievements. It'll tell you how you do stats.
That's cool. Save that link. We'll put in the show notes. But yeah, Minecraft. That's a good game. You know what else I've tried? The SOCOM 4 beta.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation 3. It's. I don't know. It's something else, I guess. I loved, like, I've said this so many times, though. I loved the first one. I loved the second one. These were back on, like, the PlayStation 2. The third one was okay. It was pretty good. But when they released SOCOM Confrontation, I was really disappointed. I understand that it was a different developer, but at the end of the day, I was really disappointed. Now, with this one coming around, you know, I hear everyone promising that it's going to be better. It's you know, it's something else. It's good, but playing the beta, I'm kind of disappointed still. Maybe it's because I'm too... Maybe it's because I'm too used to these fast first-person shooters. Yeah, a Call of Duty type shooter. It seems really slow and really clunky.
Yeah.
Like you pointed out, aiming. Aiming is retarded in the game. You have to...
basically click twice.
Yeah, you have to click to aim down your sights, and then if you have a scope, click again to zoom in. That's pretty bad. Also, I recorded the first game I ever played in the beta. I think I did something here. Let me check. I did a ridiculous KDR. I did. What was it? SOCOM 4 beta. I gotta search for that. BETA. Yeah, my first play, I did 2 kills and 18 deaths. That is ridiculous. But I don't know. It's, what do you guys think of the game? Do you think it's okay? Do you, what, how about you?
I don't know. I don't really like it.
No, it's, I don't know.
I never really played SOCOM to begin with, but
it's kind of, I don't know.
The voting system really annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, you were saying that, eh? What happens with a voting system?
The box will pop up, and it won't go away till the voting ends.
And the box, like, takes up half of your screen? Yeah. In your case, I've never seen it.
With my TV, which isn't, like, tiny, but...
You got a what, 32?
32. Yeah. But it takes up a good chunk of my screen, and it's not translucent. It's all black.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Other games have done it better. Like, going to the menu to vote.
Yeah.
Or see the vote going on, not put a fucking box in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've been playing. How about you?
Battlefield Play for Free. Been trying that.
Play for Free. You've been telling me about that. So, what is that game?
Man, I don't even know.
I don't even fucking know.
Free game.
How do you spell Battlefield? Battlefield Play for...
Not Play for Free.
That's a... What?
Battlefield... Sorry, no, it is Play for Free.
Play for Free. So that's the number 4.
Yeah.
So the website is battlefield.playforfree.com. Basically, I mean, this is also another beta. What you do is you sign up. 3 steps to play for free. It, from what I've seen you play, it looks decent.
Yeah.
Like, it's, it looks a little better than, Counter-Strike. I mean, and it's a free game. It's online. You're playing against other people. I think it's only online, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could, you know, fly helicopters, fly planes, drive tanks, jeeps, dune buggies, snipe, use assault rifles, grenades. I mean, it's basically a... It looks like an older version of Battlefield, basically. And you can do all this for free. There's certain things that cost money, like...
new guns, yeah.
Yeah, new guns.
You can't really go anywhere unless you spend money.
You could unlock guns with points that you achieve, but those unlocks are only for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, 1 or 3 days.
And you have the option to pay a certain amount of points or buy it get an unlimited access.
Basically, yeah.
But from what I've seen you play, it looks pretty cool. When I'm done with this, I'm going to download it. And so Battlefield... play4free.com. I'm also gonna have that link in the show notes as well. But as for games, I think that's far as I go. I think that's all I've been playing lately, if I can remember. I played like a minute or two of The Sims 3. I think I got as far as moving my created Sim into his first house, and that's it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So, I mean, in the future, it's pretty exciting, right? We got a lot of good games coming out. So here we're going to talk a little bit about some exciting release dates. This is where we get a chance, you know, to talk a bit about some upcoming releases and when they're expected. So, as of today, April 12th, these are the dates that I have. Portal 2 comes out for the PC, PS3, Mac, Xbox 360 on April 18th. So, that's a
week from today.
That's, yeah, in a week. A little less than a week. Yeah. But
on Monday? It's weird.
Monday?
Yeah.
Don't games usually come out on
Tuesday?
So, I'm thinking 18th or 19th. We're getting Portal 2. Now, Portal 2 is apparently going to have online gameplay. Obviously, it's the second part to the original Portal, in which I still haven't finished. I really got to get my ass on doing that. And, I mean, Portal 2 is going to be cool. I'm going to get it on... I'm not going to get it. I'm going to try it on PC. I wouldn't even think about playing that on the on any console. I mean, when you think of Portal, do you think of PlayStation? Do you think of Xbox?
I know. I've tried it on Xbox.
You've tried it on Xbox?
Yep.
How was it?
When I tried it on PC, I liked it a lot better.
I mean, I don't know. With the PC... I'm... Maybe because I originally first seen it on PC, but, like, I'm more comfortable using the keyboard and mouse with that kind of game. I haven't even thought of hooking up my Xbox controller to play it on the computer. It's, I don't know, it just doesn't go hand in hand. It's different. They don't mix.
No.
Also, that same day, apparently, SOCOM 4 for the PlayStation 3 is coming out. And after playing the beta, I don't think I'm getting that. Not too excited.
No.
A lot of people will be interested in this, though. The new Mortal Kombat's coming out on that exact same day. For the Wii, PC, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. I myself was never a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Neither am I.
No. But I know a lot of people are. I mean, I played it here and there when I was younger. But I never really got into it as much as some other people were. But that's a big title coming out. Now, I know you've played Driver, the original Driver.
Yep.
The new Driver San Francisco is coming out on April 30th.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. So, yeah, Driver San Francisco, April 30th on PC, Xbox 360, PC, and Wii. So, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it at the end of the last Driver... you presumably get killed, but apparently you're not dead. You're in a coma. So you're acting as this guy, and he is tripping out because he has this special ability. Like, he'll be driving, and he'll be able to think of the person driving in some next car, and you'll transfer over to that person driving in that next car. So, like, it's really weird. You have to see a trailer. Check a trailer out. It's a cool concept.
Serious incident which has put him into a coma. This is deeply integrated into the story. He got to show you this. It's a brand new, innovative, and a game-changing. Now that looks like the end of Tanner's chase. And whilst Jericho gets away, I want to show you this. It's a brand new, innovative, and a game-changing feature, actually, that we call Shift. Now, to put this in context, what's happened earlier on in the game is that Tanner has been involved in a serious incident, which has put him into a coma. This is deeply integrated into the story. He does not realize he's in a coma. He just thinks he's had a lucky escape and ended up with this quite amazing ability to be over the city like this. He can identify the cars. He's a car nut.
He should choose
himself,
the neon.
And he can shift instantaneously into any vehicle. And at the simplest level, we can have a lot of fun with this. We can do things like shifting out into other vehicles just to rapidly change direction, like this. We can also set up crashes, obviously, if we want to. But otherwise, this is not an unlimited ability. It must be charged. And it also upgrades throughout the game. Here we can see we can pull higher. We can see more of the city, more of the vehicles in the world. And ultimately, it upgrades to the point where we can see the whole city in its entirety. Truly massive driving environment, 208 miles of very diverse roads, and it's a city full of life and full of missions.
But yeah, I'm gonna have that link in the show notes as well. I don't know, it looks cool. I was a big fan of the original Drivers. I haven't played the last couple, but
it's been a while.
It has been a while
since the Driver even came out.
You know what, the last one wasn't so successful, but I mean, I'll check it out. It's not a definite buy. It's not. I'm not even thinking of buying it.
It looks like it.
It's worth a try.
Yeah.
Also coming out May 17th, 2011 for the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360. We've got Brink. Now, have you seen anything on Brink?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
You've heard of the title?
I think so.
Brink looks really good. After Brink, the game you're looking forward to, also on the 17th, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, we got L.A. Noire. Now, I believe it's what, in the 50s, 40s?
Yeah, somewhere around there, 50s or 40s.
It's old. An old-time setting. Not my favorite era. It looks cool. It's by Rockstar. Yep. I think it's a gangster game, isn't it?
No, you're a cop.
You're a cop. I don't know too much about it, but it visually looks good. But like I said, I'm not into that era. I don't like the cars. I don't like the weapons. Don't care for the culture. So it's another game. You say you're looking forward to it. But, I mean, hey, it's a good developer, Rockstar, but, yeah, it looks like it's worth a shot. The next game I'm really looking forward to, May 24th, PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I thought it was coming out for the PC as well. I'm really not sure if you want to do a quick search on that, but, Dirt 3 is coming out, and they're featuring the new, Gymkhana type gameplay. Now, if you don't know what Gymkhana is, it's actually pretty sick. It's some kind of rally drift, like showboat type thing where you kind of just go crazy. So if you don't know what Gymkhana is, definitely check that out because it's featured in Dirt 3. Actually, if you go to Dirt 3's website at codemasters.com, Isn't that Ken Block's car?
Yep.
Yeah, Ken Block's car is right at the top next to the logo. So, but yeah, Dirt's a fun series to play. Really one of the better racing type rally games. PC. Is it for PC?
Yep.
Yeah, PC as well. I would probably pick it up for the PlayStation just because I have a wheel. If it weren't for the wheel, I don't know. But Dirt 3 is coming out. Fear 3 also on the same day, May 24th. PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Now, I've played the first Fear. I think I've tried the second. Have you played any of them?
I know I've played the first. Not sure what the second. I have a feeling I have.
I'm pretty sure I've played the second.
Yeah.
But Fear was a good... It's a good game. It has good background. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they've changed it up a bit. It's a little different in Fear 3. Yeah. Not sure if I like it. I remember thinking to myself, I'm not a fan, but... Hey, I mean... You gotta change a series now and then, right? Seems like every series is changing up on me. Shit. Next, Infamous 2. First Infamous was really good. Infamous 2 on the PlayStation on June 7th. Did I say PlayStation 2?
PlayStation.
If I did, I meant PlayStation 3. But yeah, Infamous 2 should be a good game. I don't see why not. And last, but definitely not least, the game I'm looking forward to. The game I've been waiting for, what? How long has it been? 15 years? Google that shit. How long has it been since the last one? And you guys should know which game I'm talking about. Duke Nukem Forever. Yes, oh good Duke is coming back. Unfortunately, it got pushed back, though, to June 14th for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And I hope to God the PC as well. I didn't write PC, but I hope for the PC as well. But, yeah, Duke's coming back with everything.
In 96.
96 was the last game? Duke Nukem 3D, 1996.
Oh, wait. Duke Nukem 0 or 1999?
Duke Nukem 0, 1999 was after that.
I've never heard of any of these.
Land of the Babes? Never heard of that. The Manhattan Project? Never heard of that. That's 02. 2011, Duke Nukem Forever. Coming back with all the great one-liners, all the womanizing, all the action. It's going to be good. Also, one thing, I believe all the games that I've said, I think up until June's far enough to talk about. One thing that I did leave out, though, was on May 3rd. You know what's coming out May 3rd?
The new Black Ops map pack?
The Escalation DLC for Black Ops. I don't think there's a console difference in a release date.
Oh, I think it's still...
Does Xbox still got... First, I think so. Wow.
Microsoft has a contract with Activision.
Yeah, Microsoft has more money than... Anyway. But at this point, I don't know. It may be a little too late for another DLC. There's three in the works, right? Isn't there supposed to be three in its lifetime? I don't know. It's been a while since I've gotten into a Call of Duty game. But I really want to see the video. I want to see what this is about. I haven't heard of anything, you know, regarding the maps.
First on Xbox Live, May 3rd.
Yeah, first on Xbox Live, May 3rd. For the maps, we've got Hotel, Convoy, Stockpile, Survive. Those are game modes, aren't they? Two.
No. Four maps and a zombie map.
Oh, the zombie map Survive. Survive what? What does that say? So yeah, Zoo, Hotel, Convoy, and...
Call of the Dead.
Stockpile. It looks cool. I want to see video, but I don't know. Another $15. I still got the Microsoft points for it, so I don't know. Maybe. Think about it. But all these games coming out, I know a few of them I'll probably play on console, but the majority of them I'll probably go and get them on the PC. As you guys might know, I've finished building my PC. Runs games pretty good. I hook up the Xbox controller and go ahead and game on that. But yeah, man, you're building a PC right now, right?
Yep.
You got to get that PC out there before Diablo comes out.
Yeah.
But
If it ever does.
But yeah, if you haven't seen already on the YouTube channel, I've had a few unboxings, and those parts are not mine. They're Matt's here. But so you got the EVGA P55 SLI motherboard. You've got the GTX 550 Ti video card. You still have a few things to get. You got to get the CPU, the power supply, and the RAM. As for the RAM, you were looking into what, Vengeance?
Vengeance or Dominator, yeah.
I've got Dominator, but Vengeance is... It's new. It's still by Corsair. Apparently, it's great for overclockers and gamers, because it's what, 2,000 megahertz memory?
Some of them, yeah.
It goes pretty high. I've got 1,600 megahertz memory, and it runs fast. I mean, I remember back in the day when we had that 667. Remember 667, dude? And, like, what was under that?
The RAM that was in my room?
The RAM, yeah.
250-something?
It was, yeah, 233. It was ridiculous. Like, RAM, it's gone a long way. We've got... These are 2 gigahertz sticks. Which translates to really fast reading and writing, and which, therefore, gives you better performance. But, you still got to get your RAM, got to get your power supply. Right now you're running your old 300 watt power supply with the GTX 550. It's pretty much at its limit, right? Yeah. You said one time it shut down on you?
Yep.
That was pretty trippy. As for the CPU, you want the i5 to go with that P55, the 1366 socket.
1156.
Yeah, that's right, 1156 socket. Any idea of which version of the i5?
I'm thinking the 655K.
655K, that's the...
3.2 gigahertz dual core with hyper-threading, turbo boost, so unlocked multipliers.
The unlocked multiplier, 2 cores, 4 threads, at 3 gigahertz?
3.2.
So you could easily overclock that past 4.
Yeah.
That'll be fast. I mean, team that processor up with some fast memory, and a good graphics card, you're talking about a good gaming PC right there. You'll be able to multitask. You'll be able to play games good. I mean, eventually, with the motherboard and the settings you have, you could upgrade to a second video card and SLI that.
Yeah.
So you could have multiple screens going at once. Like you were talking about 3D, what's that, 3D?
3D surround.
3D surround, which is a gaming setup where you could have three monitors, one center, one on the left, one on the right. And it stretches the picture along the three monitors. So it's kind of surrounding you. And, that looks cool. I wouldn't mind doing that myself. But, it's going to be a good build, man. It'll turn into a good gaming PC. Good for multitasking. I can't wait for it to be finished. Do you have any idea when you're going to try and get this finished?
Hopefully within the next month or two.
Yeah.
Slowly getting things.
Slowly. I know I'm, what's coming out next that I want to get? What is coming out next that I want to get?
Portal or Nukem?
Portal, Duke Nukem, Dirt. There was a PC game, though, that I was thinking of. I want to get it for Steam. No, Battlefield.
Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, right? Does Battlefield 3 look better on a console? On a PC over a console? I know the old one, I was told it did. But I never actually seen, screenshots side by side or actually gameplay side by side. I know with a console you have limitations. With a PC, it's limitless, really. Because there's just endless possibility of hardware configurations. And, like, a new video card comes out every fucking 3 months. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, Battlefield 3. Is there a release date for that? It's fall, isn't it?
There was something on Steam, I believe it was. But it coming out November 2nd.
November 2nd.
I don't remember 2nd. Where I saw it. It was
so like it's a, like, it's fall slash...
Trying to take a stab at Call of Duty's release.
Fall time. Slash Christmas release.
Yeah.
That's going to be a crazy game. I think that's going to pull me away from Call of Duty. Because I don't know if you've seen these gameplay videos that they've been putting out, but it looks really good. You're not typing anything. Oh, yeah, you are. They look really good. And on Facebook, what's that Facebook page again? Search for Battlefield on Facebook. And when they get 1 million likes, they'll release the next, a trailer? 12-minute long video of on Battlefield 3. Yeah, right there, fall 2011.
Yeah.
This game's going to be something else. It's going to be crazy. But, yeah. I think that's long enough. I think we've gone on long enough for now. Until next time, guys, remember, stay tuned. This is Chris here. You can find me on Xbox under North Flare and on PlayStation under Sandman. And also on Steam under... I don't know. So I'll have it written somewhere. How about you?
I am East Flare on PSN, Xbox 360, or Xbox Live, Steam, YouTube.
Isn't this guy fucking consistent? You got the most inconsistent guy right here next to this guy that keeps his name across every platform. Alright, guys. Until next time, remember to stay tuned. This episode, as well as every episode, is available on iTunes. Just quickly search for GPOV in the iTunes store. It's free to subscribe. Also, you can find the first 10 minutes of this on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/ Christopher Kavaner. Matt here also has a YouTube channel, East Flare. And So yeah, that's basically it for now. Until next time, guys. Take care.